Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Galatians 5:18 assures us if we follow the Holy Spirit, we do not have to subject ourselves to some system or some system of law. This verse does not refer to the law of Israel, but to any kind of law, any kind of system or fleshly regulation, religious or otherwise. It is ridiculous to think we can place the flesh under any kind of law, trying in the energy of the flesh to defeat the flesh. Such attempts are always a losing proposition. If we bind to the notion that we can overcome the flesh in our own power, whether through some religious law, through legalism, or through some self-help law, either we or someone else concocted, we are seriously deceived. We'll all end up acting fleshly. One well-known commentator has characterized the works of the flesh in Galatians 5:19-21 as deceptions, things people do in the energy of the flesh because they have deceived themselves that their method, their law, their rule for life is right. Such deceptions never provide ultimate satisfaction. The works of the flesh in Galatians 5:19-21 include sexual deceptions, superstitious deceptions, social deceptions, and sensual deceptions. In contrast, when we surrender to Christ and are led by His Spirit, we walk in truth. We find our joy and true satisfaction in the perfection of Christ, in His moral purity as opposed to immorality, in pure worship instead of idolatry, in peacemaking instead of striving, and in the pleasures of His heart as opposed to fleshly thrills. Such satisfaction is, in essence, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. We love God, and part of loving God is obeying God's law. Our love is marked by true joy, genuine peace, real patience with people, genuine kindness, a goodness that builds others up, a faithfulness to God and to one another, a measure of gentleness appropriate for the needs before us, and an attitude of self-control because we are spirit-controlled. The fruit of the Spirit defines the life God designed for us to live from the start. Those who know Christ began their Christian life by saying no to the flesh and its passions and desires. Since each believer is now alive by the Spirit, he or she can walk following the Spirit, following His teaching and direction for life that is written on our hearts. This has been Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.